As the light rail is expanded into South Phoenix in the coming years, the community that lives there is taking a proactive approach. In 2014, the community formed Adelante Phoenix with funding from a $6 million grant from J.P. Morgan Chase to the Raza Fund in Phoenix. Adelante is a collaboration of community and business groups that aims to better the South Phoenix community along the light rail. And since then, the collaboration has built 675 multifamily housing units, made 50 small business loans, 42 first-time homebuyer loans, and 307 payday alternative loans. The results of this collaboration are captured in a new case study from the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University, which is being presented this weekend at the National Council of La Raza's National Conference here in Phoenix. And to talk more about this, we're joined now by Tom Espinoza, who heads the Raza Fund in Phoenix and will moderate the panel. And Tom, what were some of the challenges that South Phoenix was facing that you wanted to address with this collaboration?
You know, the challenges for South Phoenix were multiple. One was the sense that the education facilities were not having an impact on the children that go to school there in that part of the city. And then the other challenges were mainly around the youth and their activities as it relates to employment, and also the idea that there were some young Latinos that were entrepreneurs and trying to figure out ways to create jobs and looking for capital. And then the other is, to be candid with you, was the lack of a voice for South Phoenix in the sense of multiple organizations working together.
And so when you put together this collaboration then, you worked with a local credit union. A lot of it was business focused. Tell us sort of what was the strategy in trying to help people start businesses, buy home loans, things like that?
The strategy was really simple. In other words, the idea behind the investment was that we're going to put together loans, i.e. through Raza Development Fund, to various organizations. And Marisol happened to be one of the most active in poor sections of the community, meaning they were really on the ground floor of dealing with people that needed car loans, that needed housing loans, and of course, dreamers who needed to borrow capital for their tuition. What we found was that if we guaranteed capital to the credit union, it was easier for them to do the one-on-one underwriting of the individuals than, for instance, a bank, which is obviously difficult for them to do. But the other thrust was to give a sense of South Phoenix being a great community to live in. In other words, one of the things that came out of the study that we did was that there was a sense that South Phoenix was not a vibrant community, but quite the contrary. So with our sense that with light rail coming into the South Phoenix community, there was going to be a large number of opportunities for our community to benefit.
When you get that kind of funding to put into a community and you focus on things like businesses, getting people into housing, immigration-related applications for loans, and growing the community, what are the results of that? What have you seen happen down in South Phoenix?
Light rail, all of a sudden, when the discussion came up about whether, in fact, light rail would go into the west part of the community or further north, it allowed us to be a voice for our community, and it got moved up by about 5 years. Now, anyone that knows anything about light rail realizes that that's a big jump. The other is that we were able to help the NFL Yetta Charter School purchase a facility of which they've added additional space for high schoolers. We've also invested some capital into a young entrepreneur who wanted to put an art gallery in South Phoenix. We've never had one. And this young man decided to roll the dice and risk, and we supported him, and now it's a very successful art gallery there in South Phoenix.
Tom, tell me, what is the long-term goal here then? You're focusing on sort of things that should have an effect on the community as light rail comes in. What do you hope South Phoenix looks like after the light rail is there 10 years from now?
You know, what I see is a very vibrant community that, in fact, engages poor parts of the community with some housing that's affordable. Along with that is also some very high-end housing. The other is a vibrant business community. Because of the business that already exists, we're going to try to see how much capital we can provide for them to make sure they stay in business, one. And then second of all, the new businesses that will come in, if you've seen what's occurred in Mesa and other parts of Phoenix going north on light rail, it becomes a very vibrant business community.
Tom Espinosa heads the Raza Fund here in Phoenix and will moderate the panel on Adelante Phoenix at the National Council of La Raza's National Conference here in Phoenix tomorrow. Tom, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for taking the time.